Today's song number 216 is a composition of N.C.H. Krishnamacharyulu from Narasimha Tandavam in Ragam Ananda Bhairavi. I've just recorded the song for you, but I would also like to explain a little bit about the song, which Annapurna Garu's daughter Anuradha has been kind enough to translate for me. The bond with Saint Ramanujacharya is extolled, as are his qualities, in the above composition. The relation is described as being joyful and beautiful one. The quality of beauty, chandamu, is like fragrant anointments of sandalwood, myrrh, etc., the anointing of which leads to salvation. The composers, Bhashyakara, literally compositions, are a mine of wealth, which, unlike the worldly wealth which is corrupting, is pristine, and prayer of which cleanses our lives of our sins. The essence of all merits, punya, emanates with moon-like radiance from the divine form of renunciate supreme, Yatishvara. By him is the world supported, Jagadadhara, and tamas, ignorance of all jivas, bhutas, destroyed by his compassion. The compassion of the saint aims at dhyeyamu, blessing all needy beings with luck, spiritual. The nectarine words of his verses, drunk through the years, karnapeyamu, have no parallel, nirupayamu, and are the best means, sadupayamu, to reach Lord Krishna. Ramanujacharya advocated the Dvaita or dualistic means to realize God. The Visishta Advaitamu school is attributed to him. He is said to have set the Agama Acharas for process of worship, conduct and maintenance of temple, matams, etc. Hence, he occupies a very special place in the Vaishnavite Sampradaya. His worship tantamounts to worship of the Supreme Lord Krishna. His idol is also seen along with alvars in Vaishnava temples. This is why the person has composed the above verses in praise and prayer to Guru Ramanujacharya, with whom he is in a beautiful and joyous relation, andamu, anandamu, sambandamu. Ramanujacharya does support the one Brahman as the basis of duality and multiplicity. Thank you.